The Richmond Theatre Critics Circle.
Curtain Call.
A discussion of all things theatre with Richmond critics and occasional guests.
Happy New Year and welcome to Curtain Call, Act 3, Scene 9. I'm Jerry Williams from Sifter.
I'm Rich Grissett with Style Weekly.
And I'm Claire Boswell with Style Weekly.
In December, we talked about some of our favorite musicals and some of the highlights of the season so far. Now that it's a new year and almost the first anniversary of our current president, we thought we'd start with talking about a show that was about a previous president and an almost president called Hillary and Clinton. This was at the Hat Theater. Probably a lot of people didn't see it because it was under-publicized and was a pretty small little space anyway. What did y'all think of the show?
I enjoyed it quite a bit. The play itself is fascinating because it's this examination of the big idea of Hillary Clinton. It's not specifically about her, but it is at the same time. There's a lot of conflicting information you get when you get to this play because it's in another universe.
Right, right. It's not factual at all.
But based very much on...
things that happened.
On the Clintons.
Right, right.
I loved it. I loved it.
I thought Jeff Clevenger was so, so hilarious in this play.
Jeff was wonderful.
He was really great.
Billy Christopher Maupin, I thought, was brilliant
he was,
in this
yes,
show. I thought
also.
The two of them were great. Now, the other two, I didn't like as much as you folks did.
I like Patricia Ali as Hillary. When she showed up on stage, I was like, oh, have I seen her before? What has she been in?
Mm-hmm.
I thought that she was compelling. And, you know, she's playing Hillary Clinton. She's not going to be this incredibly charismatic figure,
right,
which
right.
I think would not fit Hillary Clinton.
Yeah. Right.
So moving on to Shakespeare in Love, something totally different at Virginia Rep.
Aside from the belabored stuttering bit, which no one laughed at and felt really not cool, I liked it a lot. And unlike you, Jerry, I did not have the same feeling that they didn't have any chemistry, the two romantic leads.
Yeah.
That's not what I walked away with, but what did you think?
There were some interesting things about it. Overall, it was a good production. I did not... Like you said, I didn't feel like the chemistry was there for the two leads. I thought there were some good supporting roles. I thought it was a big, splashy staging. Ron Keller's set was quite interesting and wonderful. And Aaron Mastin did some wonderful, appropriately period costumes. Of course, when you get to do Shakespeare, you get a chance to really shine with that kind of stuff. I didn't love it as much as Rich did.
Well, you're wrong.
But something I did love, which we talked about in late December, was Miracle on South Division Street out at Hanover Tavern, which was only four people in the show, an A-list cast all the way around, Deb Clinton, an excellent director, and I thought it was just an outstanding production. It was funny, it was touching at moments when it needed to be, and of course, Catherine Schaffner can do no wrong, and she was great in this. I thought it was one of the strongest things that John Minks has done. He's always good, but this was such a total departure for him. It's just kind of a guy, a factory worker kind of guy, and he just really embodied that, and I never saw John Minks in there.
I would agree. I feel he's not normally cast in these roles, and I thought he's shown he was very funny. Catherine Schaffner was great. Audra Honecker is playing a very subdued...
She didn't get to do the funny stuff. She had the heavy lifting. She had the serious parts, but she redeemed that in the last couple of scenes where she got to bring the heart to the show.
She has a few moments with Catherine Schaffner you're watching like, oh, this is actually touching. I've been laughing for an hour and 20 minutes, but now something real comes.
Right.
I enjoyed it quite a bit.
Yeah, it was an excellent show. Too bad enough people don't get out there. Moving back into the city at Firehouse, Desire Under the Elms.
I really liked this one a lot. First of all, I think that it was a smart way to take a really long play and, you know, make it more palatable, I guess, to a
and
modern
manageable.
Audience.
Yeah.
And I think that the set for that production was one of my favorites, I think, so far of this season.
Josh Chouinard's direction in that was fantastic. He was able to take this really kind of old and creaky piece of theater and turn it into something that was very palatable and still relatable to a modern audience. Chris Raintree's set, which you mentioned, was fantastic, and it played well with Bill Miller's lights.
Right. And Josh's staging in general, I just have to say, those opening scenes and some of the things where he kind of would freeze and create these stage pictures made it, you know, that was the magic of theater. I mean, you really saw the power that theater can have just with stage pictures like that.
It's a show where you're watching it, you see the hand of the director on it.
Absolutely.
And that they have turned this thing into something that's very, very good.
And then also having to do with passion, but in a very different way, we have Quill's production of Lysistrata, which people may or may not know was based on a Greek comedy from 2,000 years ago, updated. I think James Ricks did a nice job on updating it, giving it some modern pizzazz. I thought the women were overall pretty strong. I didn't think the men quite handled it as well. They just didn't manage to have as strong, I don't know if it was the roles themselves or if it was just the performances, but I didn't think the men were up to the women's level of performance in that show. But it was still enjoyable. It was an interesting production.
I agree. I thought it was hilarious.
I wouldn't go that far.
Oh, I would. Okay. I would. Maggie Bavilac in particular I thought was hilarious.
Right.
I liked its version of the story. Though I know, Claire, you did not agree with us.
I actually did like it, and I thought it was incredibly funny. I'll agree with what Jerry said, that the women were really the strong performers in this production. I think that my problem was I felt like it had a tonal shift towards the end that was unwarranted, unexplained, and made me really mad. Killing Liz Estrada at the end after having this, like, thing where we're all kind of laughing at the men and then turning it into something that's, people shouldn't have been laughing in that final scene. And then we kill Liz Estrada. I felt that the message there was really kind of hostile.
Let's move now to Triangle Players and talk about their production of Cloud Nine. There were some very interesting things. Larry Cook was very strong in that. I thought it was an interesting play. It was one of those that you had to go back and read, what did I just see? Because it was a very unique and interesting take on politics and sexuality and all those things.
I found Cloud Nine fascinating, kind of how it completely plays with the idea of identity and who has an identity back in Victorian times and who has one now. I thought it was brilliant. I thought the staging was brilliant. I'm a big fan of Rusty Wilson's direction. I thought he was completely spot on with this one. And I thought the entire cast was fantastic.
Okay, well, you liked that one better than I did, but I appreciated it more than liked it. But I still did enjoy a lot of it. Actually, I like the first act a lot, now that I think about it, and the second act kind of,
And a very cool set, this sort of like ragged version of the Union Jack by Vinny Gonzalez.
Yeah,
that was fantastic.
Did a nice job. Very simple. A good use of that small space to have some design to it.
And it could pop out and be a jungle, too.
Yes, and it was. So we have been talking about some of the shows that we thought were the highlights of the first half of this season. We'll be reviewing shows from what's coming up in the next few weeks. This is Jerry Williams from Sifter.
This is Rich Grissett with Style Weekly.
And Claire Boswell with Style Weekly.
For extended podcasts and complete reviews, visit the Richmond Theater Critics Circle website at artsies.org.